Alright folks, welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. Your daily dose of wisdom and grit straight up like your favorite morning coffee. I'm Brandon Cole, your host, here to help you navigate this crazy world with a little more clarity, resilience, and maybe even a dash of humor along the way. Today, we're diving into something that affects all of us, whether you're conquering Mount Everest or just trying to conquer Monday morning the power of reframing negative thoughts. Ever felt like your mind is a hamster wheel, spinning with anxieties and worries? You know that feeling when a seemingly small setback throws you off kilter? Let's be real, negativity can feel like an unwelcome houseguest that just won't leave. But what if I told you that you have the power to politely ask it to take its shoes off and head out the door? That's right, we're talking about reframing negative thoughts, turning those oh no moments into opportunities for growth and learning. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, easier said than done, Brandon, hear me out. Reframing isn't about denying reality or pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows. It's about choosing a different perspective, finding the silver lining in even the cloudiest situations. Think of it like this. Life throws you lemons, you can either whine about it or whip up a refreshing lemonade. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of reframing negativity. 1. Identify your thought patterns. The first step is awareness, recognizing those negative thought patterns when they pop up. Are you constantly catastrophizing? Jumping to conclusions? Doomsday prepper vibes? Once you identify them, you can start challenging their validity. Remember, thoughts are just thoughts, they don't necessarily reflect reality. 2. Ask yourself, is this true? When a negative thought creeps in, ask yourself if there's any real evidence to support it. Often, those fears and anxieties are based on assumptions rather than facts. The simple question can help you break free from the grip of negativity. 3. Find a positive. Even in the most challenging situations, there's usually a silver lining. Maybe you faced a setback, but now you have an opportunity to learn and grow. Perhaps a cancelled plan opened up time for something unexpected and enjoyable. Look for those small wins and celebrate them. 4. Practice gratitude. Focusing on what you're grateful for shifts your mindset from negativity to positivity. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. It could be a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, or simply the company of loved ones. 5. Reframe your language. The words we use have power. Instead of saying I can't, try I haven't figured it out yet. Instead of this is awful, try this is challenging, but I'm going to learn from it. By changing our language, we can change our perception and create a more positive outlook. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work. You've put in the hours, practiced your speech, and feel confident. But then, just minutes before your turn, your laptop decides to take an unexpected vacation like a blue screen of death. Panic sets in. Your mind races with negative thoughts. I'm going to mess this up. Everyone will think I'm incompetent. This is a disaster. But wait, there's another way to look at it. Instead of viewing the situation as a complete failure, you could reframe it as an opportunity to showcase your improvisation skills. You could use the moment to connect with the audience on a more personal level, acknowledging the unexpected hiccup and demonstrating your resilience. Remember that friend who always seems to turn lemons into lemonade. That's the power of reframing, turning challenges into opportunities for growth and learning. So, remember folks, you have the power to choose your perspective. Don't let negative thoughts hijack your happiness and potential. Take those worries, anxieties, and setbacks, and flip the script. Reframe them, learn from them, and turn them into stepping stones on your path to success and fulfillment. That's it for today's episode. I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite ways to reframe negative thoughts? Share your strategies in the comments below and let's keep this conversation going. Remember, life is a journey, not a destination. And with a stoic state of mind, you can navigate it with grace, resilience, and a whole lot of positivity. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and never stop learning.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.